Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. My online cookie hubby spoiled me this week. He bought me some new perfume, and he also gave me some cash because I let him suck my boyfriend's cock. As you know, my online cookie hubby, well, you know, I'm very fond of him for one thing, but he's such a loser, and he loves to serve me. And I invited him down to my summer house. My real man boyfriend and I were on our way down for the day. It was a beautiful day, and I decided to get the house ready. It's going to be Memorial Day weekend pretty soon, so I wanted to get things started. So, I don't know, we drove down, and I knew my online cookie hubby was going to join us down there. He had already got me some perfume, which I was wearing. We had food in the car, and when we got to the house, well, my online cookie hubby was sitting on the front steps, and my real man boyfriend got out of the car, and he looked like such a hunk. He's got those big muscles and those tight jeans, and you can see that rock hard cock of his just bulging through his pants. He's got like a mark on the front of his jeans from his dick rubbing against it. I guess he's always in a state of excitement, which I love. Well, anyway, we went into the house, and I told my online cocky hubby to unpack the food, and he did, and he was helping me, and I said, there's a little present in there for you, and he said, there is, Mandy? And I said, oh, yes, and he found this cute little pink striped bag I'd picked up at Victoria's Secret for him, and in it, he opened it up and held out a pair of see-through, crotchless panties. Well, he started to blush, and I knew he liked them, so I told him to take his things off and put those little panties on while we got lunch ready out on the deck, and he did. Well, anyway, we went outside. My real man boyfriend was already sitting outside, and I had been bringing the different food out on the deck. We had, like, antipasto and all this great stuff I had picked up in the deli and salads and stuff that I love, and when he saw my online cookie hubby wearing these little sheer see-through crotchless panties, he started to laugh so hard he was howling. I thought he was going to be crying any second. And my poor online cookie hubby, his little clitty, it's like 3 inches, it started to twitch and bob up and down in those little crotchless panties and poke through. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. Well, we had our lunch. My online cocky hubby was sitting there in his little crotchless panties, which I think he loved. My real man boyfriend had stripped down to his little Speedo, whatever you call it, briefs. And I still had my clothes on because I was busy trying to open the windows in the house and get everything sort of turned on, run the water, and you know what you do when you go to your shore house. So anyway, we went inside. It had gotten to be a little bit later, and we were having some margaritas and talking, and we had the stereo blasting, and You know, I could see the boys were getting ready to want to play, and my real man boyfriend started kissing me, wrapped his arms around me, and was giving me these long, deep, passionate kisses. And my online cookie hubby had this sort of wicked look on his face, and I said, "What, do you want to play with us?" And I said, "Why don't you come over here?" And I told him to get on his knees. And I grabbed his head and I rubbed it against the front of my jeans. I said, "Smell that." I said, "That's the last perfume you got me. It's Ralph Lauren Romance." I said, "How's it smell?" And he looked up and he says, "Oh, Mandy, you smell so good." So I said, "Listen, do you want to get my real man boyfriend ready for me?" And he said, "Oh, Mandy, could I?" So I said, "Well, you know, I'd like to go for a manicure tomorrow and get a bikini waxing and go shopping." I said, "Maybe if you give me some cash, I'll let you suck him off." So he said, "Okay, Mandy." And he went into his wallet and gave me some nice, crisp new bills. And I thanked him. And I went over and I continued to kiss my real man boyfriend. He's such a good kisser. And he's so dreamy. And I unzipped his pants. I wiggled my finger. I told my real man boyfriend, my online cookie hubby, to come over to my real man boyfriend and to get on his knees and to start to get him hard. Now, for those of you out there who are already addicted to me, you know that Miss Mandy does not suck cock. You know why? Because I don't have to. I always have someone around who's willing to do it for me. I'm such a lucky girl. And today was no exception. Well, my cell phone went off. My online cocky hubby was busy slurping away, and I told him, "Don't you let him come in your mouth." So my husband had called up. He was away on a business trip. He knew we'd been traveling down to the shore. He knew I was going with my boyfriend, and he wanted to know if he could listen in on his cell phone when I actually did get pleasured later. And I told him, of course he could. I was missing him so bad, but it looks like he'll be home for Memorial Day weekend, I think. So that's a good thing. Well, anyway, I went back and I told my online cocky hubby that it looked like he was getting my real man boyfriend a little too excited because his monster cock was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, "You know, if you're going to have him come in your mouth, I'm going to need more shopping money because you're probably going to wear him out and I'm not going to be happy later." So he stopped doing what he was doing and he handed me his wallet and he said, "Take everything in there out that you want, Mandy, and go shopping because I'm having a lot of fun doing this." He's such a loser. And a cocksucker, too. He loves sucking cock, and he's so addicted to Mandy. And he just kept sucking away on my real man boyfriend's cock. But I have to tell you, it did not interfere with my real man boyfriend pleasuring me. He managed to stay up all night. My husband got to listen for hours as I was pounded by a real man. And I even put my online cucky boyfriend underneath me a few times so that he could lick my clit so I could have multiple orgasms all over his face while it was pounded so hard. Oh, it was great. I just enjoyed myself so much. We all went out to dinner. We came back. We spent the night just playing and fucking. And oh, my online cucky hubby kept licking my pussy clean. And he's such a cock-sucking loser, isn't he? We couldn't stop laughing. Oh, I had the best time. And oh, my online cucky hubby, thank you so much. It was the greatest weekend. See you on Memorial Day weekend, right? Mwah, from Mandy.